And as we approach, of course, the season of Christmas, we have the reading for the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. And the key and operative word that is so significant here is the word joy. And it's associated with the Holy Spirit. When Elizabeth feels the baby leap in her womb for joy, she cries out, filled with the Holy Spirit, in joy to Mary, right? And recognizes her through the joy that she feels, the consolation that she feels. And, you know, this is really, you know, such a key element, not only of the infancy narratives, it's a key element of who Jesus is and what he has come to do. And Luke, of course, properly integrates it right here, because the whole scene is filled with love. It's filled with delight. It's filled with family. It's filled with a kind of a warmth. And of course, that joy kind of goes through these infancy narratives. And as such, you know, in the infancy narratives, you know, we get the joyful mysteries of the rosary. But of course, we also know that this is, you know, a key dimension of what Jesus has come to do. In John 15:11, he tells us, by way of a summary of everything that he's done, right? I tell you all these things that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. So again, what we get is that wonderful sense of joy as the mission of Jesus. And again, he does it in conjunction with love, because immediately before and after the passage on joy, what does he do? He gives the commandment to love. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. They will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. And of course, this love that, you know, the imitation of Jesus in bringing love to the world, this is precisely what causes the joy. And of course, the joy is precisely, the objective that God, you know, wants to bring into our lives. So Luke here has kind of captured it and emphasized it within the infancy narrative. John captures it and emphasizes it within not just the ministry of Jesus, but it's all pointing to the crucifixion of Jesus. And you think, what joy is there in the crucifixion? It's, of course, a complete gift of self, which is a complete gift of love, which is going to lead to the resurrection. And the resurrection itself is joy. So, of course, you know, we just have to kind of remember as Christians, you know, that, you know, there's that kind of direct joy of, you know, babies coming into the world, the direct joy of God sending his own son into the world that we just sense so palpably in the infancy narratives. But we also have to remember that, you know, there's a pathway to that joy, that eternal and unconditional joy of being with the Father. And that pathway to that eternal and unconditional joy, that pathway does involve the cross, because the cross is integral to gift of self. It's part of the whole journey of love. To love one another as he has loved us means also following him in the cross, not just following him in his teachings, but following him in accepting our crosses, and of course bringing those crosses to Calvary and eventually to find eternal joy in the resurrection that is to come. So, you know, this is the objective, and the objective is joy, but of course it involves not only the love, the palpable love of the infancy narratives, but also the love manifest in the cross. And if we accept those crosses, we accept Jesus' teaching, the unconditional and eternal joy he promises will be ours forever. Amen.